Good morning as we open our eyes and figure out, Alan, what day is this?
I don't know. I think it's Thursday. But the main thing is that adrenaline is an awful drug. During the fun drive, it keeps us going, David, you and me and everybody else. And we get in here and got to think and got to be on top of your game. And then when you're done, the adrenaline leaves your body. And that is an awful experience. You get very, very tired. And I want everybody to feel sorry for me.
I apologize. Did you say something? I was sleeping. Well, we are on a Thursday morning and with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, after the debate, I noticed some headlines popping up all over the place, and it seems to be in favor of Hillary Clinton, including this one. Hillary Clinton debate performance chills Biden movement.
Well, that's right, David. There are people who thought that she had to fail in order for him to come in. And I still think there may be some wisdom in that, although I suspect, based on the remarks of the president of the United States, that what she did was to make a mistake meaning not a crime in this case, on her emails. And based on the fact that if the president says something, it may be indicating he knows something that maybe we don't know. I think there were a lot of people who thought if Hillary got indicted over all of this email stuff, that Biden would come in. Now, there does seem to be a general appreciation on the part of the media, which is, after all, a part of a media that is controlled by the forces that want to continue the way that we're doing business in the United States, that there does seem to be a sense that Hillary won. I mean, Hillary won, Hillary won, Hillary won. I never saw anything like it. The New York Times, Hillary won. There were three different stories yesterday. There's stuff today. Hillary won, Biden staying out. But also, it reflects that Sanders doesn't have the chance that a lot of people thought that he did. And let me say that when the New York Times or the New York Post or any of the others come into this thing, do they have a philosophy of middle-range capitalism? They do. And they don't want anything that's going to trouble that. And they certainly don't want a guy coming in here who says he's a democratic socialist. So one can examine this on a number of different levels. You don't have to be paranoid to understand that people do what's in their own self-interest. And I think we see that playing out here. Hillary turns out to be much more representative of what American capitalism is than somebody like Bernie Sanders.
Here's a story, Alan. President Vladimir Putin of Russia criticized the U.S. and others on Tuesday for what he said was their lack of cooperation with the Russian military campaign in Syria, suggesting that they had, quote, mush for brains.
This guy is too much. You know, he has made his claim. There's an interesting article in the Times today about how he is using some very sophisticated, advanced Russian military material to fight his war in Syria. Let me just say that we have seen this before in the past, and, you know, it's very scary. Here's a guy who has decided that he will push and push and push, and he will use propaganda to say the other guys have mush for brains. You say it enough, somebody begins to salute and believe it. And so it seems to me that he is a very dangerous adversary and that the West better be careful here. We don't have to go back that far in our history to see what happens when dictators start to pump themselves up.
Very interesting article on the placebo effect. I don't know if you saw it, Alan. A placebo can make you run faster. And, of course, a saltwater pill was given to folks suggesting that it could make them run faster, and they did.
That's right, David, because there is a tremendous mind-body relationship. We know that. If you believe you have taken something that is going to give you more power, then you're going to act that way. And I'm not surprised at all. Of course, this is a study now, and studies are better than just intuiting. But I don't think there's any question that if you say to somebody, here, take this magic pill, even though it may be sugar or salt, and it turns out that it's nothing, they don't believe that. They believe it's going to help them. And we've often known about this placebo effect.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Let's go back to sleep, Alan.
Not for a while.